Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today you'll hear an interview with Ellie and Vanessa Ben Moshe. Ellie is the son of the late Mark Chopinski, who used to be in the group Israel's Hope. They have a record label from Israel called Ashira, and I'm featuring great music from Israel. Stay with me, and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, now open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4, and Fridays by appointment only. You can call the office at 585-288-0670. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim.
פרנסנו וכלכלנו
Here's the English translation. Our God, our Father, our Shepherd, our Supplier and Provider. Our God, our Father, our wonderful King, our Creator, Savior, our Maker and Redeemer. Well, that was pretty exciting, and I know you're not used to hearing that type of music on Bagels and Blessings. Well, these are enthusiastic Israeli worshipers. That song was from Alexander Rybak featuring Maoz Bar David. That was called Eloheinu Avinu, God Our Father. Up next, here's a word from Upper Cervical Chiropractor. Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They've been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013 with state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment. They work to determine if they are what you need to get your life back. If you'd like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call today at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, now located at 749 East Henrietta Road. Check them out online at ucccroc.com. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings today. I'm featuring wonderful music from Israel from the Ashura label. Just a little while later, you'll hear an interview with Ellie and Vanessa Ben Moshe. And here is another song. This one is from Danny Borak, and it's called God's Love.
אנשים צבעוניים, אנשים יפים כל אחד שונה עולם ומלואו מה שבחוץ לא משקף את מה שבתוכו כי כל אדם מחפש את עצמו בבלגן שבסביבו משמעות אחרת לא המוות ולא החיים לא מלאכים וגם לא שליטים חבות את אהבת אלוהים קרא לזה ניסיון חיים צלקות של אחרים צלקות על הפנים כעקועים בנשמה שאלות שעולות כמו אשן ממדורה מסתכל על הזריחה כל אדום כתום עוצר את הנשימה פורס את הידיים תן לשקוע בחלום ולא להתעורר לראות הציפורים מדברות אליי שיספרו לי על האחד שמעליי מתהלך בשדה ומחפש תשובות מתנפק מהרעשים ברחובות לא המוות ולא החיים לא מלאכים וגם לא שליטים לא יוכלו לחבות את אהבת אלוהים לא הגובה ולא העומקים לא העבר וגם לא העתיד לא יפרידנו באהבתו אתה בריאה מושלמת שכזו שנועדה לשנות לתת טיפה לאנשים שכלואים בחשיכה לתת האהבה בלי שום תנאים כמה כבר אפשר לאסוף שברים פיסות של לב מגן המשחקים לא מצליחים ללמוד מהקביעות של העבר מנסים שינוי אבל חוזרים אל המוכר יש אחד שירפא את הכל הוא ירים אותך אם פתאום תיבול לא המוות ולא החיים לא מלאכים וגם לא שליטים לא יוכלו לחבות את אהבת אלוהים לא הגובה ולא העומקים לא העבר וגם לא העתיד לא יפרידנו מאהבתו
Never fear, I've got the lyrics right here. Colorful people, beautiful people, everyone is different entirely. What's on the outside doesn't mirror the inside, because every person is looking for themselves in the mess around them with different meaning. Not death nor life, angels or kings can take away God's love. Call it life experience, other people's scars, scars on faces, tattoos on the soul, questions that arise like smoke from a fire. Looking at the sunrise, it's all red and orange. I hold my breath, spread my arms, allow myself to sink into the dream and not wake up. Let me see the birds, hear them speak to me, telling me about the one who was above. Walking in fields, looking for answers, disconnecting from the noisy streets. Not death nor life, angels or kings can take away God's love. Neither heights nor depths, past or present, will separate me from His love. You are a perfect creation. You are destined to make change and give hope to those who are stuck in darkness, to give love unconditionally. How many times can we pick up the pieces, parts of hearts from playgrounds? We don't learn from the burns we suffered. We try and change, but keep falling back on what we know. There is one who heals all. He will lift you up if you fall. Not death nor life, angels or kings can take away God's love. Neither heights nor depths, past or present, will separate me from His love. Hallelujah! That was pretty exciting, don't you think? Amen. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. 585-889-7840. Next up, here's Evan Levine. This is called Merciful and Gracious.
Vechanon Adonai Achon Vechanon Adonai Lo Chachatenu Asalanu Ve Avonotenu gam aleinu lo chachatenu asalanu velo avonotenu gam aleinu. Chok Mizrach Mimarav Yechig Mimenu Et Shaenu Et Shaenu Ki Hu Yada Yitzrenu Zachu Ki Afar Yeah.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay tuned for an interview with Vanessa and Ellie Ben Moshe. Oh, that was a beautiful song from Evan Levine, Merciful and Gracious. It comes right from Psalm 103. The Lord is merciful and gracious. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Great is his mercy toward those who fear him, from everlasting to everlasting. Beautiful words, beautiful song. Next, let's hear from Earl Schillinger.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
This next song is by L.A. Haitov, Fix Our Eyes Upon Yeshua.
נסירה כל מעמסה ואת החטא ובסבלנות נרוץ את המרוץ את המרוץ הרוך לפנינו לפנינו
Well, that was truly beautiful by Eli Haitov. It's based on Hebrews 12:1-2 and Hebrews 4:15. And it was just gorgeous. Here are some of the lyrics. Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin, and let us run with perseverance the race. The race marked out for us. As we fix our eyes upon Yeshua, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross while despising the shame. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but he was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Gorgeous, gorgeous song. All right, well, without making you wait anymore, or as they say, without further ado, let us listen to the interview now with Eli and his wife, Vanessa Ben-Moshe. Eli and Vanessa Ben-Moshe, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Hi,
thanks for having us.
It is so nice to meet you guys, and of course, our listeners won't know this, but this is actually my first video interview. I get to see you, they'll just get to hear you. But nevertheless, I'm excited. So, Eli, I'll start with you. Our listeners will be interested to know that you are the son of the famous Mark Chopinski, who was a founding member of Israel's Hope. And I play that music on Bagels and Blessings all the time. So tell me a little bit about growing up in that household. Did you grow up already? Well, you already grew up in a believing home, but how did the faith become real for you?
Well, after we moved to Israel when I was 10, and I think when I was about 13, at our congregation we had a group of ministers, I think from Kansas City, and while they were ministering at the Keilah, at the congregation, I had a vision of Yeshua and asked to be baptized. And so that's the first time I became a believer, when I was about 13. And the second time, in the more real time, is when I was towards the end of my military service. I had fallen away for a while. And the leader of the young adults group at our congregation, his name is Dima, he kept pursuing me and telling me to come and play worship at the young adults meetings. And I don't know if he even knew that I wasn't a believer. I think he did. But he just wanted me to be there, and he didn't stop asking me every time I'd find an excuse to say no. He just kept calling me every week and saying, come join us. So eventually I did, and I started playing and leading them in worship even as a non-believer. Don't necessarily recommend other people to do that, but in my case, God used that to pull me back. So in a few months, I was a believer again.
So you play an instrument?
Yeah, I play guitar.
Wonderful. So kind of following in Daddy's footsteps?
That's right.
Wonderful, wonderful. What was it like growing up as the son of Mark Chopinski?
When I was born, I think Israel's Hope had already started. I was born in 86, and I think they started in 84 or 83, maybe even before that. To me, he was always dad. And whenever we traveled to conferences and stuff, I'd see people crowding around him, so I knew that he was a big shot in the Messianic movement at the time. And when we came to Israel, it kind of faded off a bit, because, you know, here, kind of everyone's on the same playing field. A very small community anyway, so everybody knows everybody.
Do you know all of the musicians in Israel?
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you guys ever get together and just jam?
No, because in Israel, even though the distances to America are not that great, like Jerusalem is about a 2-hour drive away from us, to Israelis, 2 hours is like driving 10 hours in the United States.
Oh dear. Goodness, goodness. Yeah. So I understand that there is a very important project called Ashira, and I wonder if Vanessa, hello there.
Hi.
Again, I get the pleasure of seeing this beautiful face right in front of me. I love this. Vanessa. Oh, yes, darling. Gorgeous. You're so gorgeous. Oh. So,
yes, thank you. Keep it coming.
Yeah. Before we talk about Ashira, how did you two meet? I got to hear this story.
Oh, wow. I'll try to keep it so short, but oh my goodness. Okay, so we were, first of all, English is not my mother tongue or my first language, so excuse me if I say funny stuff. I'm being translating in my head, okay?
Aw, you sound great.
So, yeah, so Ellie and I were going to attending the same congregation in Tel Aviv. We didn't know each other. I was the secretary of the congregation and the youth leader. Ellie was leading the worship. And I had some friends over, one a believer, one was not. And we decided to go out with all the young adults after the congregation. At this point, I was already praying and fasting once a week to find a husband. So I was looking around to see what's happening. And when most of the young adults have already left for some weird reason, and we were just like 10 left behind. And I went around and decided, let's go for a coffee, all of us. So I asked him if he wants to come. He said, yes. You can't see me, but he nodded with his head to say no, but his mouth said yes.
That's confusing. So
that was confusing, but I heard the yes, and that was enough for me. I'm a very fast person. I don't have time to stumble and stuff. So we went on, all 10 of us went out for coffee. And at the end, apparently Ellie knew my friend, and they started talking. And I was surprised that he can talk, because I only heard him sing. He never talks to anybody. We've been in the same congregation, and I only knew his name. We never, ever talked. And I'm a talkative person. So we started talking. Correct. And then he decided to join us, and we walked my two friends to the central bus station. Yes, we walked. We rarely drive in Tel Aviv. And we were talking all the way there, and we were talking, both of us, I must say, all the way back. And kind of like an hour and a half into the conversation, I told them, listen, I really like your company, and I am enjoying this conversation, but I'm not looking for male friends. So if the word marriage scares you, we can stop this conversation right now and continue on with our lives. But if it doesn't scare you, we can continue the walk and the talk.
That
kind of stumbled for a second.
That's amazing. You go, girl. Wow.
And then he thought about it for a minute, and he said, yeah, it doesn't freak me out. So I said, okay, so we can continue on. And 1 year later, we got married.
Oh, my goodness.
And now we have four kids.
Four. Mazel tov. Wow. Wow. All right. Well, thank you for that. That's an inspiring for people that are out there. Hey, guys, don't mess around. Do what she did. All right. Now we got that. I'm a romantic at heart. I can't help myself. I had to know. All right. Now that we've got that established, tell me about Ashira. What is it?
Okay. So a few years ago, Ellie's trying to close this one. A few years ago, Ellie and I were talking about how a lot of people in Israel, believers, are writing music, but they're not necessarily singers or playing instruments. You know, God just led them to write songs. But it's very expensive to produce music in Israel, specifically. I don't know how it's like in the States, but in Israel, it's very expensive. And it's too bad, because we found that although we have a lot of original music, we don't have enough. We still have like at least 50%, in my opinion, it's not calculated, of translated music. And I thought, why? We have such a powerful position here in Israel, you know, being Jewish in Israel, and people that are born in Israel that are growing up to be believers. Why not open the door for them? And Ellie and I both find it really hard. I know it might sound judgmental. Please try to understand our hearts in it. That it's either you somehow gather the money and then produce the music or whatever it is you're doing and sell it, or you collect donations and then give it for free. We believe that if there is such a thing like music or books that God put on your heart, why does only people that have money or can afford it will be blessed by it? So we founded Project Ashira, which in Hebrew means I shall sing to the Lord.
Love it.
Yeah, that was my idea. And what we do is basically we're trying to raise up funds to do that. Eli started it actually. He had this vision in his heart how it's going to sound like and look like. And he started it before we had funds altogether. We just did it on our own account. And he produced his first album from his own pocket, let's say like that, and on his own time. And it was such a big blessing. And now, until now, we have 31 songs that are already produced and out, and they're given for free. Like on Bandcamp, you can see the songs, you can listen to them, you can download them, and you can just put zero on how much you want to pay for it, and that's it. So that's the big project that we're working on, and hoping that we'll have more and more songs written in Hebrew. We have in Arabic and Ethiopian, whatever, Amharic, like I don't know how it's called in English. But we wish to have everybody that writes songs to just let them flow out and bless the believing community in Israel and outside of Israel.
So on the site, on the Bandcamp site, are you saying that there are various musicians and various composers, or are some of them written by that handsome man sitting next to you?
Well, not yet.
Don't look so surprised.
Well, we do have a project we started 12 years ago before we got married, actually. It's called Hashmi'ini, Let Me Hear Your Voice, which is our friend wrote the lyrics of Neil Valel. He wrote all the lyrics from Song of Songs, and Ellie composed them and produced them, all of them. They're amazing. And eventually, they will come out. But yeah, for now, the 30 ones that are on Bandcamp are random musicians and artists.
Fantastic, fantastic. So when I advertise that I'm going to be doing this interview, what are your titles? Ellie and Vanessa, directors of Ashira. I mean, do you have special titles?
You can call us the directors of Ashira, founders.
That's wonderful.
CEO and president.
There you go.
I'm also a school principal because I am a mother of four homeschoolers. So
wonderful. Vanessa, I have to tell you, your English is fantastic.
Thank you.
I don't know what you were saying. Like, you don't speak broken English. You speak better than some Americans that I know. I mean, goodness.
Okay, I take that as a compliment, and I think it's bad, but okay.
No. What's the reaction of secular Israelis, for example? Have they heard the music? Have you gotten any reaction from anybody?
Well, I just know my friends, and some of them have heard some of our songs, and they loved it. But in Israel, it's kind of a problem because, you know, being a believer in Yeshua in Israel is a big no-no in a way. You don't even know why, you're just brought up like that. So I think that a lot of people that see that it's Christian, you know, for them Messianic, it doesn't matter, it's Christian. If it's Jesus, it's Christian. So they kind of try to back off. But I think that with the right marketing, that's why I'm in the last few months, with the right marketing, we can accelerate that and have them just feel the love of God regardless of who is standing behind the song.
Excellent. Now, let's make sure everybody knows how to access Bandcamp. Is there a specific website?
Well, they can just go to Bandcamp and write in Ashira is one way. Or they can write ashiraproject.bandcamp.com. And they can also go to a site, it's called Linkle, linkle.com/Ashira. And that's like a landing page, and it'll have links to our Facebook, Instagram, Bandcamp, and also another website that's hosting the links for all of the albums that we have. Some of them are already on Spotify and Apple Music and all those. Well, actually, they all are. I just haven't put the links to all of them yet. But they're all available on all the major streaming platforms right now.
Wow. Who's your social media director?
Us.
Yeah, I thought so. That's fantastic. So, what do you hope to achieve? What is your wish for? What effect do you want this music to have on the world? That's a broad question, isn't it?
She's addressing your heart now, not the marketing.
I just want it to be a blessing. That's I think, the bottom line of it all. Just that people will have uplifting music in Hebrew that they can listen to when they want to worship, when they want to pray, when just during the day. And they'll have some, you know, I want to listen to some Hebrew worship music. Hey, Ashira, let's put on some music.
I think it's wonderful. And I have to say, as a mother raising my children, who are now all three young adults, it blesses my heart to see you, Mark Chopinski's son, following in the footsteps of your father, serving the Lord, having your own relationship with Yeshua. You know, every parent is so happy to see their children follow the Lord, and I'm sure that your father was very proud of you and still remains so from heaven.
Yeah.
He was the first donor for Ashira. And yeah, he still is, actually. He just made it a monthly thing to bless Ashira every month. Even now that he's gone, the bank just transfers a blessing. And he actually gave Ellie the studio when we moved up here from Tel Aviv. We moved down here to the suburb Haifa. And Mark told Ellie that, you know, now we have the studio and it's all empty. Why would you, maybe you should do something with it. So that kind of encouraged Ellie to actually start running the studio. And it was like a storage house because for years it hasn't been really used. But then Ellie took it seriously and it became a second home now, yep, the studio.
As I picture studio, I'm thinking a room filled with sound equipment and lots of musical instruments. How many instruments are there in the studio?
Well, I have two keyboards, I think three guitars and a bass guitar, some percussion stuff, and of course the microphones and, you know, computer for the studio and speakers, acoustic treatment, couch.
Yeah, and you probably imagine a big studio with, you know, with a big mixer and the window. So no, it's just a little room.
It's a bomb shelter.
Yeah, it's a bomb shelter room that became a studio.
I'm just thinking that's going to be one holy jam session. Just, you know, I'm a musician, I'm a singer. I love music, and I just love it when musicians get together and just sing and play. And so that's why I wanted to know all about your studio. I'm so blessed. This is really exciting. And I'm hoping that people don't just go on there and put zero. I'm hoping that some people surprise you and actually put large chunks of money in there.
Amen.
I know, from my mouth to God's ears, right?
Yes.
People feel led to support us. We obviously can use it. Recording music is not free and it's not cheap. Even though we provide the service for no financial benefit. But for this to happen, we do need to have people supporting us.
That's wonderful.
So if anybody to do that, yeah, it'll be a blessing.
Now, here's a question. The groups that are on your site, are they all Hebrew only, or do you have some American bands, or is there a variety? What do you have? What you got?
Well, it's all in Hebrew, and they're all Israelis. Well, Judah and Jennifer Morrison are the only ones who are Americans, like American born. They're both Israelis, obviously, who speak Hebrew. But I think they're the only ones who are American born. All the others are either Israeli born or mostly former Soviet Union born.
And now we're working on an Ethiopian album.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Wonderful. Well, Vanessa, do you have musical ability also? Do you sing? Do you play an instrument?
Well, I do sing. It doesn't mean that people would like hearing me.
Ah. I see.
I used to dance, and I'm still teaching the kids. But I do have a really good musical ear. So that's my job at Ashira also when it comes to music and professional album recording stuff. My ear is really good, so I can hear things that maybe at first somebody else, Ellie, didn't hear. So, you know, what needs to be corrected, what sounds better for the listener that is not a musician. And I also do the theological checkup before we approve the songs.
Good idea. Now, you have four children. Do they show interest in music?
Yes. Oh, yeah. You know, how do you say that in English? In Hebrew, you say that the shoemaker walks around with no shoes. You know that?
No.
Well, you know what it means? Can you understand what it means? So it's like the shoemaker walks around with no shoes because he's working so hard on making everybody else's shoes, but he's not wearing them.
Gotcha. Yes.
Yeah. So it's kind of all the kids love music. And they, every time we have worship, we have tons of pictures on our Facebooks because whenever we do worship nights, the kids are standing in front of the television or next to Ellie with their little guitars, real guitars, and with the percussions, and they're just trying to make a little band, which, you know, can be nerve-wracking for people that are not used to it. But they're learning, and they're getting the hang of it, and they really show interest. And hopefully, after this interview, Ellie will feel bad enough and start teaching them playing the guitar.
Oh, well, I think that you two are delightful, and it's been wonderful to actually see you as I talk with you. I'm sorry that the listeners won't be able to take advantage of that, but they'll see a picture of you on my Facebook page. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule. I can't wait to go investigate more about Ashira, and, you know, as you have more musical projects and things going on, especially your own music, Ellie, I would really like to play it on the air, and so... You guys are delightful. Please keep in touch with me. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you, everybody.
If you send me your email, I have your email. You emailed me. So if it's okay with you, I'll add you to our mailing list.
I would love it.
Updates as things happen.
Please do. Please do. We're mishpacha.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. God bless you. Mwah. Shalom for now.
Bye.
This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. That was my delightful interview with Ellie and his beautiful wife, Vanessa Ben Moshe. And if you've been listening to Bagels and Blessings for many years, you know that I occasionally play music from the group Israel's Hope. So the next time you hear one of those songs, just remember that besides Paul Wilbur, Mark Chapinsky was in that group, and he is... or was the father of Ben Moshe. All right, we definitely have time for more music. Stay tuned. Here's Danny Barak again, and this song is called Rise Up.
Come on.
And here's the English translation. Out of the depths, I cried out without words, looking for meaning amongst the broken pieces. My heart melts. My heart paves the way for the paths of hope. You are always in control. When the load presses down on me, you are always in control. Dry bones, rise up, rise up. I am the resurrection and life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. I am the cornerstone given by the Lord. I am peace and hope. I am light, driving out darkness, driving out fear. Take courage, my children, because I have defeated the world. It is now all mine. The earth and the stars, the fire and thunder, death and life. And I have time for one more song. This is called Salvation Belongs to Our God by Denis Gordishtyan and Lily Bokarnikov. And I apologize if I messed up anyone's name. I tried. Enjoy. And now for the English. Behold, a great multitude of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Wow. I hope you've enjoyed this program today. God bless you all.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha. Yager Adonai panavalecha v'ikunecha. Yisa Adonai Panamalecha V'yasem lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.